Rishami Brachos Daf Samach Hey, starting at the towards the bottom of Samach Dalad Amid Beis. The Gemara says, continuing discussion about which bracha to make, which is kedima to other brachas. So the Gemara brings down a incredible story that is a little bit of a different version in the Bavli, but some of them want to say it's the same. Let's see the different opinions. Says the Gemara, Shema Abba Barachana. Said the name of Rabbi Chana, Bakafra Utrain Tamidam Nesarucho Eitzal Balabayas. Bakafra and two of his Tamidim were once staying by a Balabayas in someone's house. Bahadain Pudiko de Birachta. In a certain place, and staying in a place, there was an inn. There was an inn in the place called Birachta. Api Kumeyom Pargin Vachnoyek Kaploitin. They brought in front of them to eat three types of food. And there's a big dispute amongst the Rishonim, both in Bavli and here, as exactly what these foods were, what these foods are. Some say that the Gemara doesn't explain on all of them, but some say that we're talking about describing what each one is. Pargin is, Gemara says, is a type of a partridge, a type of, some say it's some type of meat, and it's the it's a type of meat that is Mefreshim explain that the so we're down in the Mefreshim that they bring down what type of meat this is. It's a pargios is a type of a meat, a soft meat, not a very expensive meat, not a very high quality meat, but nevertheless meat which requires a shakel. And also they brought in front of him achvanoye, some type of spinach, the kaploten, and some say cabbage. Again, there are different opinions of some say it's different types of food. That the again, a numa cabbage is a much higher level. It's also a vegetable, but it's a higher quality. The more I can explain, it's why it's higher quality. And mamela, either people like it better, or it's generally it's a better version. It's more chashuv. So therefore, these are the three things. I just want to mention that the Rashi Misaluru learns paragin as targonim katanim, like small birds. And of course, there's a bracha shakel. He learns achvanya. Achvanaya is not what was it? Spinach, but timro shel arva, some type of lulavin rakin kavushin b'chaimetz. It's a type of stripped beans or cabbage or something that is a rova that it's dainu lulavin rakin. It's very made of some type of same thing with lulavin thin, a thin type of lulavin that you soak in vinegar, and it's a shakel as well, some learn. But kaploitin and cabbage again is the krasi sheyeshlem roishu b'chasim b'rapi adama. This is the Rosh Lua says it's a type of cabbage which you can eat the top of it, and it's a again, then this is a bracha of a b'rapi adama. So these are the three things that were brought in front of him. So Gemara says, obviously the shaila was they were discussing which one is kadam, which one is not. What's the reason? What's the cheshbon? What's the different opinions? Gemara says, nevarech al haklapta. Should we make a bracha on the cabbage, bar pi adama? Because again, it's the most chash of a thing, and therefore it would be the bar pi adama takes kedima. And the pater akvante, well, a pater agisi. But that bracha would pater the spinach, which is a less of a quality, but it would not pater the pagisa, which is the tanagolos katanam, which is requires a shakel. Memela, which one should we make first? Should we make the bar pi adama? Or nevarech al achvanaso, should we make that? Lopater lo dim lo din. If we make a bracha on the achvanta, we make a bracha on the spinach, so you're not patering lo dim lo din, neither of them. Why? You're not patering the cabbage, because the cabbage is much more of a chash of a thing, so you make a bracha on a less of a quality vegetable, and not on the higher quality, so the halakha is you're not yotze of the bracha on the higher quality. So therefore, if you make a bracha, which one should we make a bracha? If you make a bracha again on the achvanta, if you make a bracha on the spinach, you're not yotze the lo pater paganisa. If you make a bracha on the achvananta, you're not patering either of them. So which one should you make a bracha? Should make it on the spinach, on the adama, which is better than on the cabbage, which is better than the spinach, or do we make a bracha on the on the shakel, on the meat, which is a shakel, but it's more kosher? So the Gemara says, Kofatz Kai, one of the Talmidim jumped up, he made a bracha on the Pagiso, he made a bracha on the small chickens, on the meat, he made a bracha shakol near bedvaro, again, because it's more kosher, and therefore, he wanted it, he preferred to have the meat over the vegetables, therefore he made it in what was considered more kedima, more kosher, more chaviv to him, and we said earlier, that's something a person's supposed to make a bracha on. So the Gemara says, when he made this bracha, he jumped in and made the bracha without asking. So Gachal Chavri, his chaver started criticizing him, made fun of him, mocked him, because Lamaisa, he acted improperly, because you made a bracha on what's chaviv over the bracha that's more chashiv. He should have made a bracha on Barpi Adama, which is more of a chashiv a bracha, or even something that's cabbage, which is more filling. It's more, Mefarshim explained, it's more filling than the meat, and therefore it's something that's more chashiv. So which one should, therefore, he criticized him, why did he make such a bracha? He mocked him. Amalei Apak, Bekafra, Kafra said, Lo lezeh gogunen. I'm angry. He was angry, but he wasn't. I'm not angry at this person who went and chopped ice and quickly made the bracha to eat the meat. Because I'm angry at you, the one who made fun of him. Why? Zeh also betagugus ganuso. This one who jumped in and made the bracha, he did it because he had a taiva. He had a taiva for the meat. So Mele, he couldn't wait. So therefore, he made a bracha. So I understand why he did what he did. So that was disrespectful, but I understand that he did. But you, I don't understand you. But you, Latlama Gilgosa, why did you crease him? Why did you mock him? In other words, number one, you acted Bekalus Rosh, you acted inappropriate. And number two, you should have done that in front of me. It's also disrespectful to me. What he said to him was, why did he criticize him? Because he said to him, Chacham ain kan, Zaken ain kan. There's no Chacham here. In other words, again, first he said to the one who criticized him, you shouldn't have criticized him. You made fun of him. It's not proper. It's not proper. You mocked him because the bracha of shakol potters everything, so he was a tzad to what he did. So why did you make fun of him? But to you, the one who made fun of him, you, I don't understand. And you, the one who made the bracha, zama chacham einkan zik einkan. I don't understand, why would you jump and make a bracha in front of me? Is a chacham einkan zaken einkan? Even if you say I'm not, you're a greater talmid chacham than I am, and there's no chacham here that you have to listen to, but lamaisa. Zakenu Yesh, I'm much older than you. You should have waited to ask me the Shaila. So therefore, you, both of them, you criticized. So Amar Lugmar says, if they said Lo Yotzei Shnosam Hashemesu, that both of the year didn't end with both of these Talmidim who acted disrespectfully. The one who jumped in and acted without asking the Shaila, and the other one who mocked his friend and made fun of his friend. Criticize his friend inappropriately, also in front of a chacham, in front of the Rebbe. So both of them, unfortunately, Elohim, they were not, they had him up, they didn't live out the year. So Gemara says, okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says, I didn't trade. Look at that. I don't understand. Rabbi, I don't understand how you don't train. Two Talmidim, Rabbi Kafra, must have been great in their own right. They both died because they acted disrespectfully. But Lamaisa, but we still don't know what the halacha is. Madin, what's the halacha? Both of them acted inappropriately and he criticized them. But Lamaisa, a Bakafa should have told us what the proper halacha is. Which is the greatest sad? So the Gemara says, Mistabr Mavarik ala Kaflut. It's more Mistabr to make a Bari Pri Adama on the cabbage. I call the Abedrot Felo, because the Shako is Tufel to that. And Mela, therefore the Bracha is more kosher. We should make a bracha on the cabbage, which is a Bari Pri Adama, takes precedence even on something you favor that you want. Mamela, therefore, you should not have made this bracha. This is Lamaisa Halok and Shulchan Aruch. There are different shitas that are brought down in the Bavli, whether this is the proper pshat, whether we say that this is tufel, that in other words, what is the yisoid? Is it because something that's the bracha, Mavarech HaLakofet, because Bari Pri Adama is more chashiv, because it's tough, the bracha is tufel, even if you're chaviv, if you want it better, or do we say no, because since it was a davar meichel, it's more kosher, it fills you up better, mamela, the other ones, you don't have that, so therefore, that's why it was mistabah you should make on that. So that's why he mistabah, that was the explanation of why he, Rabbi Kafra, hold the sheet, what the halakha would be. Says the Haredim, what's the Pshat Mavarek al-Kafet? So he says, Pi Adama is Baruch HaKashub Mavarek, I call it Tfeil, though. Because ainu chashiv, like lo yivar tili, should make a bracha on what's more chashiv. Even though, now, I see have bari pri eight, which is more chashiv, but even over here, it patters everything, because again, you made a adama, it also patters, you said ala eight, because it does come from the ground. So maybe this bracha would be the ikur bracha, and therefore, this would be the proper way to be noyeg, to be able to be noyeg which way you is noyeg, and therefore this would be the rule of thumb that we paskin, that the you always follow the bracha of what's more chashuv, and it's more chashuv not on the food, because the food could be more chavuv, more chashuv, but you make a bracha on the bracha that's more chashuv. If this bar pi adama comes before the mele, therefore you make a bracha on that before you'd make a bracha on a dover that's a shako, even if it's something that's more kosher, because you mock them on the type of bracha rather than on this bracha itself. Interesting is that there's a big shaila in Akronim and Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and many of the Akronim, and Mishnah Berurah B'Halacha discuss this as well, is if when we say that a person makes a shako, we already had several times, a shako, you yotze everything, if you made a brother wrong bracha and you said a shako, you yotze everything else. So what happens if a person went ahead and made a shakol, does a pater everything else? Does a pater, because here we see from the sugya of the Gemara that it wouldn't pater the adama, you still have to make an adama afterwards on the cabbage. So what does it mean shakol pater everything? Which means that if you went ahead and you mistakenly you took the cabbage and you made a shakol on it instead of barapi adama, that luck is your yotzi, you don't have to say another bracha. But if a person made a bracha of shakol, and now you can eat something else that requires an eitz, requires a adama, you have to make a separate bracha for that. The question is, what if a person had in mind that the shakol should go on everything else that I'm going to eat? Would that work? So that's a machlekes achrayim, whether there's such a thing you can make such a bracha. In other words, halacha the b'dievet shakol works is only b'dievet if you made the bracha. But that it should work for something of chatchila, or you're having in mind that it should have something else, that would be something that we find would be a chalukah deis in the poskim, and most of the poskim learn that would not work, and that does not work to be able to go ahead and be yotza other things later, l'katchila. That is not what the halacha means, that shahakol is paters everything. The sugya, basically, according to the Rashba and Brachas, and according to the way the Pnei Moshe and the Rashi Shalora learns the Gemara, but for a different... one has an opportunity to take a look at the Charet and brings down a different, because according to our sugya, the Yerushalmi's maskana is that the bracha takes chashivas, the bracha of Adama, which is specifically on cabbage, and it's a davar meichel chashiv, that takes precedence over shakol, the meat, even if you prefer that. So the bracha is more chashiv than something that's covered to you. In the Bavli, it seems that the sugya paskins for Akeret, and the Charedim tries to reconcile both the Bavli and Yerushalmi, as well as do some of the other Akronim as well, and it requires further introspection. Continues, Al-Davish Eid Gdulam in Aret, something that does not grow from the ground, the bracha is Shakol Nia Bedvaro. What does it mean, something that grows from the ground? As the Mepharshim explained, it means meat, eggs, cheese, etc., the Pnei Moshe. Mar says, "Is a shakol yebet varo? Ala choymetz v'ala gavai v'ala novlos, oimer shakol yebet varo. On vinegar and on gavai is locust, v'ala novlos, and novlos we'll see, according to many of the Mepharshim, it means that fruit that fell on the ground, they didn't ripen yet. They're still not yet fully ripened, and they fell on the ground. Now, again, if it's fully ripened, it requires a berry pH, but normally it's not edible at this point. So look as a shakol. Now, we're not talking about something which is completely not edible. Something that's inedible doesn't require any brachas, as we're going to say in a moment. But the something on vinegar and locust, even though vinegar was wine that became soured, so even though people generally don't eat regular vinegar, but they mix it together with other water, or other things, they mix it together to reduce the sourness, lamais, it's a shakol because no longer has a tam yayin. So, and gavaya and locust, we'll see what that means. Locust, of course, the ones that the type of locust that is discussed in the sugya in Shas and in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which locust types of locusts are acceptable? Those brachos, those are all require a sugya. It requires a bracha shakol niyabivaro. If you don't, if you disagree, kolshem in klala, any food that comes as a result of a klala, a mevarchin olav, you don't make a bracha on it. Now, what does this mean? It comes from a klala. So, obviously, we mean, because the simple pshat in the Gemara is, vinegar soured, that's a klala on the yayin. Obviously, yayin is much more kosher, much more expensive. Locust is created to destroy crops. And the and things that fruit that fell on the ground that that got ruined is clearly it's like a klala. It's a klala that it wasn't able to take the fruit, which is worth more chashuv, and it tastes good. And that would be something because it meant a klala. Sashakol, you never make more than an emerald. You don't make a bracha at all. Doesn't mean you don't make a bracha at all because you're not to be nana from this world without anything. But what it means is that it's a it's preferable. You should not make a bracha on this. Doesn't mean you should not make a bracha at all. Again, a person eats locust that's that maybe meant klala. But it comes from a klala, but lamaisa, Rav Yehuda paskins that you don't make any bracha on it. No, of course you make a bracha on it. That means you shouldn't make a bracha on it. It's not kosher enough for a bracha. So make a bracha on something else that requires a bracha, and then you'll be able to eat this as well. So again, Rav Yehuda says no bracha. We pass on a chachamim that it requires a shakel. Anyway, we don't consider these things as a patur from a bracha. But lamaisa, at the same time, You would be able to, you'd be able to make this bracha. Interesting, the Rosh Mishalur has an arichas here. It's interesting to see why we use the bracha shakol niyeh bedvaro, not hoya bedvaro, in order to be able to be made from those who are those who make the bracha, to be able to, like he says, min hakol from Lashon philosophy, yodeh kodmin, that niyeh yesh miayin, that comes out that Hashem created everything. Yeah means something that came from some other source. Hayod bedvaro was here. Came from some other source. So we say niyeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created yesh miayin, and therefore that's the bracha of Shaka. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlita on everything that we have. Comments that we learned in a brisa. Hechmitz yayin oimer. A person goes ahead and has had wine and it became sour, became vinegar. He wants to drink it and he makes a bracha. What should he do? I'm a baruch dayan emes. He says baruch dayan emes on something that was bad that happened. And then ba'oklo, but then he wants to eat it. He says b'shakol yavar. In other words, first says baruch dayan emes on the fact that it happened and now has lost the value of his wine went down into vinegar. Went out from expensive to something that's worth pennies. And Baloklama, when it comes to consume it, he says, Shakol Nia Bedvaro. If a person sees a lot of locusts, Baruch Dayan Emes, you know that the things are going to get ruined. That's what they're there for, to destroy the crop. Ra'ichlanama, when it comes to eat them, he says, Kol Nia Bedvaro. If a person sees the novelvus fall from the tree, so again, we said that they are, fruit that came down prematurely. So then, halacha is, you say, Ben Baruch Dayan Emes, because you lost the fruit, now the value of the fruit. Ba'ochlam, when you want to eat them, you say, Baruch Shakol Yebedvaro. You say, Shakol Yebedvaro. So the Chayra, this is the Shita of the Tanakama. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't make any brach on that, we said. He says, you don't make a shakol. You don't make a shakol. But the Tanakama said that they do. And Mamela, this is these three things. You see, you make the Dayan Emes on the fact that it got ruined. However, you make a shakol when you eat it. This is the opinion of, again, there are different opinions as to what the halacha is nogea to fruit that fell on the ground. Some have a different opinion as to what this is, of what this is. It's not the Rosh Mishalur brings down, and others bring down that in the Bavli it has a different opinion as to what is not, it's not actually sun, but it's actually dates that got dried, not regular fruit that dried, that really got ruined. So there are different opinions as to that, but either way, we know we can make a shakol near Bevero, as long as it's Rodah Chila. If it's not Rodah Chila, then it's a different story. Then we don't make a bracha on it. It's not considered a michael. Says the Mishnah, what if a person had many different types of fruit that he wants to eat? Many types of food. If there's one of the things that require of the seven minim that you make a bracha on, the seven minim, the Torah tells you if it's wheat or barley or grapes or figs, pomegranates, olives, honey, date, these are things that a person makes a bracha, it's a shevimin, it's more kosher, it's mentioned in the Torah. So then these go first. All of you make a bracha on those before you make a bracha on other things. You can make whichever one you want. There's no preference on the bracha. Now, what does this mean? In other words, the stomach, you just arbitrarily make brachas. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about bracha that a person wants to eat. You want to eat some. You have the shiva meat, but you don't like the shiva meat. You have something here that you want to eat. An apple that you want to eat. Or even a shahako. Something else that you want to eat. A piece of meat, etc. So then the halacha is, Mishnah says, that the Tanakhama and Chachamim say that you make a bracha on what's more chaviv. Is the required bracha. That is the proper way to be noig, and of course we paskin like the rachon. Now, again, the difference is Shaila and Halacha brought down Nogeya to whether a person, is it you want, Chavit Etzlo, or Stam Etzchavit. In other words, let's say it's a piece of steak, and he himself doesn't care for it, but most people care for it. It's something that most people do consider Chavit. So would that be considered, you go by what people, or we'll go by what he wants? Tasha says you go by his ratzon. That's at least according to some of the shitas in Rishayim. And that comes before the sheet, what comes before the Zayin Minim. Important to just bring out, the Haredim has a little bit of an interesting pshat. He quotes from the Russian Bavli, a little bit of a different explanation. So we had the Mishnah that if you have many different minim, Ravida says you always go by min shiva, and Chama says you go by what's more chaviv. So the which is chaviv, even if it's not of the shiva minim, what's more chaviv? The way the Haredim learns the Gemara, if you look at the Haredim, the first Haredim on the Mishnah, he says pirish. The machlokas is echad me aminim chaviv tadul of Yosef. I feel the rotsa ato lecho min achar tchila. Vavarech ala chaviv. Yocha min aksas, yachal yocha min achar. The chaviv drabbana kama min shiva delib Yehuda. Yehuda says in min shiva, the way the Haredim learns the chachamim, that they agree that you have to make the bracha of min shiva. We're talking about is if of the min shiva, you have seven types of aminim, all of the different shiva aminim. You generally like one, usually like one better. Right now you're in the mood of one. So therefore the halacha is, says the Chachamim, eat what's more chaviv to you now. So you make a bracha on that one, eat a little bit, and then you can eat the other minim, because chaviv, the rabban is like min shiva, like Rav Yehuda. That's the way he learns. Then Bavli quotes the Gemara, says the machlokas there is only if the b'chaseim are the same bracha. But if the brachas are different, like a tsunon v'zayas, where it's an eitz and adama, everyone agrees you go by the chaviv, that you go by that, and that's the rabban and shita. And halacha l'maisa, he brings down the poskim, Beis Yosef quotes the two shitas, some passing like the chachamim, some passing like Rav Yehuda. But a little different explanation as to what is as to what is considered chaviv. When do you consider chum se dava chaviv? Means even if it's not of the Zayin Minim, or only chaviv makes a nafkamina, is if it's in the Zayin Minim, you take the one that's chaviv biyosa now, even if the other one may be listed first in the Torah, maybe more chashiv, you go by what's considered chaviv. That is, it seemed to be two different ways to learn the sugya of the shita of the chachamim. But the Gemara qualifies this machloikas. Gemara says, what's the machloikas? Only if a person wants to go eat bread, which means you're eating as a first spice, as something as the first course, and then you're going to go ahead and eat bread. So then the question is, what do you do in that case? What bracha would you make? In such a case, where we have the Mishnah, where we're arguing, do you make it as an appetizer? You're eating it. Which bracha do you make? Chaviv, do you make the bracha of the Zayin Minim? Aveda lekol pas. But if you're not going to eat bread later, kuliyama moedishim yesh benemim min shiva alav meverach. You make a bracha on that. Why? Because min shiva requires an alamichya. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that if you're not going to wash, if you're not going to have a suda later, then that's where we have a machlokes where you're not going to wash that, you're not going to have a suda. Everyone agrees that min shiva comes first. Even the chachamim would agree to that. You don't go by chaviv because since the min shiva requires requires birkas min shiva, so mainly, therefore that bracha would mechayiv you first on that one, not to make the bracha later. Then to eat something you want later. But if the case we're talking about is where daito lechol pas, where you're dasing to eat less. So now the question is, you're not going to make an alimichya anyway because you're going to eat bread. It's only a first price. So then the question is, then do you go by chaviv or do you go by like the Chachamim, when you go by Min Shiva, by the which are the Zayin Minim, even if you're not making an Alamikah later, you go by the Zayin Minim now, even if you're going to wash in a minute. So my comment that again, you have two different ways to learn the Gemara, but we're learning like the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe explains the Gemara again. The Svara, what is the Svara that they all agree? If that if there's Min Shiva and you're not going to eat bread, you make a bracha, you make those Shiva Minim first, even the Chachamim would agree. Why don't you go Basar Chaviv? And the answer is because if a person, Lamashal, he ate a fruit that requires a Shiva Minim, he cries Al Eitz, Al Pri Eitz, Birkas Min Sheva. Then he ate an apple, which you usually make a Bar Nefashos on. So the question is, do you have to make a separate Bar Nefashos on that? So clearly the post can hold. The Sugyan Bavli, that Yotze, Birkos Main Sheva, Yotze, anything, you don't have to make a separate Bar Nefashos on other fruit that you eat. So, Mamela, if Akrona is going to pot to you from the Bracha Akrona that you're making on regular fruit, then you should have Dafka to Shiva Minim. Everyone agrees, this way you make a Bracha first, it takes more Kashivas. If the Bracha Akrona is more Kashiv, then the Bracha Rishona is also more Kashiv, and everyone would agree you make the Bracha there. But where you're not going to bench, you're not going to make a Bracha Akrona, because you're going to be benching later. It's only an appetizer for the, and you're going to be washing on bread. You're going to be benching later. Then you have the Machlokes of whether Chaviv comes before Shiva Meiminim, and this is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara, the Rashi Mishalur, and the Charedim learn a little bit different. But the Gemara says, "Abba, Tzarek Lerech Basof." The Gemara says, "When you make a bracha, the Gemara says you make a bracha Basof, which means that even though you're eating these Basof, you have to make a bracha. We don't say the Halacha of Abba disagreeing." And it's saying this halacha of something you're eating, you have to make a bracha that you eat before. So you always make this bracha. The Gemara is going to ask on this now that you always make a bracha achrona, even if it's something as you're coming to whet the appetite, the appetizer for the suda itself. Still, in all, it's in a bracha, in a peiros that you eat besocha suda in the middle of a suda. There, we already had the sugya. You make a bracha before them. You make a bracha pre-eighth, but you don't make a bracha akrona. You yotze with benching. But something comes before the suda. It's not mechal the suda, sir Abba, and you have to make a bracha besov. You have to make a bracha, even though you're benching, you have to make a bracha anyway. That's Rabbi Abba Shita. When I say Rabbi Yossi, how did the Rebbe bar? With this teaching of Rabbi Abba, when it calls it Rabba is the same as Rabbi Abba. We just finished saying, what's the difference between Machlokas Tanoim, Beshdat Lechol Pas? Aval Be'edo Dato Lechol Pas, Komen Moidish, and Yesh B'neim in the Shiva Lep Mavarech. But when you're not eating bread, everyone agrees that you make Brichas Meshiva comes first, because that's the one that has a separate Bracha Krona. So according to that, you'd make the Bracha first. We Mar Rebbe, Bo, Tzorek, Lo, Fak, Besov. But according to Rabba, you have to make a Bracha at the end anyway, so the Chayra, then the whole halacha of Yishuv ben Levi doesn't come into conflict. The whole thing of Yishuv ben Levi is that the Machlokas Tanoim is Dafka, where you're not making a Bracha Achrona. But where you make a Bracha Achrona, everyone agrees you make the Bracha first. But according to our Abba, you have to make a Bracha, always have to make a Bracha Achrona, even if you have Pas. So according to that, the Chayra, the idea of Rav Shir ben Levi's halacha of when Larnechaku of Rav Yudah and the Chachamim would not apply it, because you always have that situation. You never have a situation where you don't have to make a bracha. Mamela, therefore, the halacha would be that Rabbi's halacha is arguing with Rav Shir ben Levi, and we do not pass him like Rav Abba here. So the Gemara says, so then what is the Shita of Abba? Gemara says, Lo Bira. Gemara says, L'Chari, to explain that what he says is Lo Bira. We are a person does not have to bench, listen for Taylor. Then it becomes Tafel. At the time, let me look at the Mishnah, culture, you can but fail. When you have an Ikkun and a Tafel, you make a Bracha on the Ikkun, you pop to the Tafel. So therefore, since the make a Bracha, originally you made the Bracha Rishona, so Mamelo, that means it's not Tafel to the bread, it's something separate. But only later on, when you make a bracha, then it can't potter. Because, it becomes the ikker. When you make a bracha, why are you eating now the appetizer? Because it's lamaisa, it's not part of the suda, because it's the ikker. Now you want to eat this now. So mele, that becomes the ikker, and therefore it would make a bracha, it doesn't potter. Therefore you would have to make a bracha here, not on the tofel. Again, two different ways to learn the Gemara. This is the way the Pnei Moshe seems to learn the Gemara at this point.